concept is one that has become fairly common in Canada for any kind of gallery or museum exhibition. But in the radio or television areas, there are standard ways of paying for material. For example, a radio station can play a piece of music and the composers get paid through some kind of licensing fee that's done in advance, etc. If one isn't a musician or a composer or a writer or whatever, the mechanisms for paying those people don't exist. And because the mechanisms for paying are so mechanical, everybody's paid the same way, the same amount per play, it makes alternative uses of media more difficult. So what I was basically trying to do was to force museums and galleries who were interested in this work to actually go out and get a radio slot and broadcast it. But also it was to differentiate one creative form of activity from the normal industrial model.